Chamber music is instrumental music played by a small ensemble. This type of show developed in the 18th century. Although it is played in large venues, in the smaller rooms, the relationship between artists and audiences feels more personal. The Vesper concerts at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross has a long history and continues with its chamber music concerts.
We are Omaha's longest-running chamber music series, and so we just offer a wide variety of music.
Executive Director of Vesper Concerts, Christy Troy, says that when they decided to branch out on the types of concerts, they offer everything from jazz, compositions by living composers, and even pop music. The Vesper Concerts started over 30 years ago.
Dana Sloan, who is well known in this town, he was music director at the church. He started it as a way to dedicate the new organ that had been installed. And it just kind of grew from there, and it has lasted all of this time.
For chamber music musicians, Omaha is a very popular stop. Luckily for Troy, the list of artists wanting to come to Omaha is larger than the number of concerts that they can have per season. Artists range from local, national, to world-name musicians.
A lot of the times, the performers choose us. There is no lack of just really interesting professional chamber music groups of all genres and styles. There are more groups than we could ever possibly schedule.
And here it is. The ensemble coming to Vesper Concerts this Saturday at 7 p.m.
We have Sybarite 5, which is a string quintet, but not your typical classical string quintet. And this is their second appearance in Omaha. They play a lot of newly composed works. They're famous for their covers of Radiohead music and just everything in between. They're high energy. They're kind of the rock stars of the chamber music world right now.
Sybarite 5 is on their Groove Machine tour, and Troy says that the hall at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross offers more personal interaction with the music and performance. That sometimes is not the case in larger venues. Chamber music is not always classical music ensembles, and Vesper Concerts want to offer a variety of options.
There are percussion ensembles who are chamber musicians, and a lot of these groups now, like I said, are having works commissioned for them by living composers and championing new music.
And if you are hesitant to go to these concerts, let me tell you the best part. It does not cost you a dime. Vesper Concerts are always free. For more information, click on www.vesperconcerts.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.